I just want, you have heard from the volunteers, but I just want her to share with you when she comes in here, what does she see and how have we been a blessing to her, Yvette?
Okay. Hi, welcome, church. My name's Yvette and I work at Westminster of Paget. And we work in partnership, and I work with people with drug and alcohol addiction. And nobody was born saying, I'm going to grow up and be an addict or an alcoholic. Yeah. But it happens. It could happen to any one of you. And we work in partnership with here, with the church, with Christine, and people come to the food bank, and like Pat said, they get a smile, they get a welcome. You know, someone said to me the other day, can I get a voucher for the food bank? I said, which one? They said, the nice one. And so what does that tell you? And we work with people, yeah, they're difficult people. And we send them here and we know they're going to be looked after. And it is that smile. When I come into church today, I got smiles, I got a hug, I got a welcome. And that's why that's why I come back. Amen. And I'm new to the church and I do believe. And I went through addiction on 10 years now without a drink or drug. And it's people like Christina that helps me to help them. And I believe you're doing a great job. She's always here. She's always, she prayed for me once and that touched me. And I was going through a difficult time with my daughter. And it helped, it helped me believe. And the work we do day in, day out helps others. And they need love, they need care to help recover. And coming here helps them. And I like coming here. And I love you, Christine. Thank you.
I don't know what Yvette is going to say. So it's quite emotional. So good. Thank you. God is good.
All the time.
Come on, we've been hearing testimonies here, and we've been singing about God is good. That can't be that response. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Right. Before I go into what I want to say, there are many people who have come together and helped to create a social enterprise hub, creating a community where people can walk in here, be loved and not judged. And they will know that they come here where they will see a lovely sun, a lovely smile, where people who are lonely, who feel safe to walk into here. And this is not possible by me doing the job alone. I have a team of wonderful, wonderful people that supports me, even times that when I'm crazy, when I'm stressed, they are there holding me. And I just want to say a few thank yous. Thank you, Pat. Awesome. Without Pat, I can tell you the food bank will collapse because most of the time I'm in that little room. Jonathan, that you heard. People like Arthur, Cleo, Karen, Yusuf, that's not here. People that I have to call on emergency, Michelle, Ellen Mansfield, and my long-suffering husband, Jonathan. And even my son, Joshua, who helped me to go and do collections on food bank days. And Pete and Linda, thank you for always being so encouraging towards me, willing to pray with me, Tim and Dollar. There's so many people, and there's Lisa as well, who is not here. She's a non-Christian. I met her at a sushi restaurant. We started talking, we exchanged phone numbers. The next minute, she knows that she's here volunteering for us, week in and week out. So if you think that you need some push, just have a talk with me, and you will get into some form of things, yeah? And there is also someone here in the church that has helped me to grow in my confidence, in my prophetic gifting, who has mentored me, who has taught me to look at things from a different viewpoint. And he is no other than Dave Price. Is Dave
Come
here?
On.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. And we have said thank you to Pastor Ayo from Jesus House and the way they just let us run the project, not caring whether this is Jesus House project, but it is a project that we do together because we want to change and transform lives. And last but not least, to my boss, Duncan, who is our church leader. I tell you, he will tell you that I am such a joy to work with. He will agree with that. And
he will agree with that.
And also, thank you for being so supportive and encouraging towards me and being so patient with me. And I have to mention Steve Newbury, Andy Cooley, and Manuela. Thank you so much, because there are times that I just pour out things to you and just complain, you know, but it was quite a good outlet. Yeah. So, well, that's my Oscar speech for the year. I think I've done well. Now, just bear with me a little bit. I just want to share with you what our social enterprise has been doing last year and this year. Just some statistics. If you're like me, I love statistics, and I love to show you guys the statistics. Last year, we've seen 10 families gone debt-free, and we have 12 salvations in the center, in the heart. Some of these salvations, they don't necessarily attend our church, but they do attend church. This year alone, January till now, we have seen 3 salvations, and we have actually seen 3 families gone debt-free. And one of the salvations we see this year, will be getting baptized on the 23rd of April in another church, and I will be attending. Anyone who wants to book into the debt center to see me, their earliest appointment will be 19th of June. I tell you, I'm popular, didn't I? Right, what's our future plans? I am very delighted to announce that Alan and Michelle have both been trained by CAP to run the CAP Release Group. CAP Release Group will be officially launched in the community in June, and the group is to help people to get out of life-controlling habits that cripple them. I have been nominated by Pat, Karen, and Cleo that I should be their first client because they think that my plastic bags folding habit is life-crippling. I do like my plastic bags to be symmetrically folded, yeah? So they think that that is life-crippling for me. If you ask my husband, Jonathan, he will say he spent a third of his life folding plastic bags. If you want to help out in the release group, come and speak to Michelle, Ellen, or myself. Or if you find that you have some life-crippling habits like shopping, Facebooking, too much selfie, come and speak to Ellen or Michelle. We will do something about that. And we hope to run a job club in the future if, you know, the right person turns up. So keep praying for our social enterprise hub. We are going places. Just to keep you updated, we have such good relationship with DWP, Department Work and Pension. So in May, I will be going up to Belfast to present what we are doing in our hub here. So do pray for me when I go there. Now, can we turn our Bible to Matthew 6, 14 to 18? Oops, sorry. Right. I am going to read from Matthew 6, 14 to 18, the Message version. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light. Bring out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Can I ask you, to put on your imagination hat. And can I ask you to close your eyes too? I can't see you, so I have to trust you. Are your eyes closed? So are your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Okay. Put your imagination cap. We are on a journey now. 16 August 2016. It was a hot day, very hot. A woman with two children walked in, breathlessly looking sad, hopeless. She spoke at 100 miles per hour with tears rolling down her cheeks. I walked from Edgware to here. Job centre said I can come here for food. I have no money to buy food. School is starting. No money for school uniform and school shoes. I don't know what to do. What would you do? Would you think, I have seen and heard it all before? Is she telling the truth? Would you give up your time to hear her story? 6 months later, this woman, she gave her life to Jesus on 9th of September. Her journey was hard and tough. She decided to follow Jesus and no turning back. Talking about Jesus to her work friends, to the moms on the school grounds, has now become part of what Sarah does. Recently, she shared Jesus to a solicitor. She is doing what the Bible says, go and make disciples of all nations. You are a light bearer. Yes, she doesn't hide her light. She shines. She come out. She shines. Because you are a light bearer. In Matthew 6:14-18, it says, you are a light bearer. You are not to be hidden. Sarah is not going to be hidden in there. You are to shine. Shine. That is what you are asked to do, to shine. Well, some of us here might be sitting down here and say, Christina, you know, you're outgoing. This is so easy for you to say. I have so many problems. You won't understand. I have a past. I can't do what you're doing. You know, you were in the church. It's a lot easier, and I am too old, you know. The truth is, I have a past. The truth is that there are past, my past, that I'm not proud of. But my past do not define who and what I am. Amen. Because I don't live in the past. This is my future.
Yeah.
So your past will not and shall not hold you back.
Amen.
It is my blessing and privilege to be employed by the church to work in the community. But it doesn't mean that my job is the only job that can reach out to the community to see lives transform, to see community change. Not every one of us has the same passion like me. Not every one of you will be called to do CAP, food bank, or social enterprise projects. No, your journey and my journey will be very different. Your journey may be a mom in a school playground, or your journey may be a businessman, or a solicitor, or a teacher. But what has God put in your heartbeat? What has God put in your heartbeat? Is there anything that is holding you back? In Jeremiah 29:11, God's plan is to give you a future and a hope. Karen didn't let her past to hold her back. And she's here every Tuesday, every Thursday, shining her light to people that are living in darkness. She did not let her past hold her back. My heartbeat is Jesus. You have heard testimonies of how life's been transformed. Perhaps some of you here might not know Jesus yet, or you feel that Jesus is so far away, or you're disappointed with God, you might be thinking, what is this crazy woman talking about? What is this crazy woman talking about? I can tell you, I stand here to tell you the best decision that I have ever made in my life is to say yes to Jesus knocking on my door. I let him in. I decided to follow him, and there's no turning back. No turning back. My messy past has been turned around. That includes Jesus choosing my husband. Jonathan and I met on the internet. We got engaged 4 days after we met. Okay, look, we've been married for 14 years and have an 8-year-old child, yeah? So he chose Jonathan. He's a matchmaker. He's a very, very good matchmaker. So if you're single, just put your trust in him. So I'm a living testimony. Perhaps right now you might feel the tugging in your heart. Perhaps you're holding back tears, thinking that it is not possible. But you know what? Jesus is knocking on your door. What would you say? What would you say to him? Sarah opened the door of her heart to Jesus. Her life has been transformed. Would you open your door? Would you open your door? God doesn't just have plans for you. He has a purpose for you and I. Your life and my life may not be the same, but your life and my life, we have a purpose. We have a purpose. Your story and my story are equally important. Your heart desires and dreams do count. Your voice, however big and small, does matter. For you and I are born to make an impact. We are born to make an impact in this already divided world. That is why you are the light to bring out the God colors. There is a saying, it takes a community to raise a child. To me, it takes a community to see lives transform, to see our community change. In Jeremiah 29:7, the welfare of the city is in your hands and my hands. What are we going to do about it? Every salvation, every breakthrough, every victory that you heard this morning comes about as a result of all of us, not just me, all of us together seeing this community change. In putting our love into the community, we need to do it together, not just me. Whatever you do in your workplace, school playground, supermarkets, you know what? You shine. You bring flavor. You bring flavor to wherever you go. You are such a delight. Sometimes we might overcomplicate things. We might think that, oh, I need to do what Christina is doing to see life change. No, you don't have to. Because the easiest things to do is be generous. Be generous with your verbal encouragement words. Be generous, sow the seeds of verbal generosity. Be generous with encouragement, even with a smile. If I just tell you, it's a smile. It's a smile. Your words, your encouraging words, it's not just words. They can actually help to make somebody's days different. They are like sunshine. No, we complain, well, not me, but most of us complain the lack of sunshine. So why don't we let our words be verbal sunshine to transform someone's day? And who knows, perhaps the words that you're going to say on that day might actually transform a person's entire life. You do not know what seeds that you are actually sowing into. Our life is to make non-believers question their disbelief. Our life is to shine and add flavor to those people around us. Every day, we may encounter people that are hurt, injured, and broken, be it your friends, neighbors, or families. What do you owe them? What do you owe them? you and I, all our community, an encounter with Jesus. We owe our community an encounter with Jesus. I will close by quoting Smith Wigglesworth. If you do not venture, you remain ordinary. If you dare the impossible, God will do far above all you ask or think. Will you step out to be the light, bring out God's colors in this world? Will you join in a revolution to love? Will you join the revolution to love people well, love that breaks down walls, love that puts people back on their feet, love that will help to restore and heal, that will not discriminate against or judge, love that accepts and welcomes everyone? Will you? Will you build a church where we are not a museum, where perfect lives are being displayed, but a hospital where the wounded, hurt, brokenhearted can come and be restored and be healed and lives transformed and our community change? If you say yes, can you ask you to stand and just worship and let God minister to you? Yeah. No. Yeah. Like King of my heart.
I'm going to ask Christina to pray for us. And I'm going to ask her to pray that the Holy Spirit would come and work in our lives now, that we would step into all that God has for us to be an agent of change. And I believe that there are callings that God has for you, destinies and good works that God has prepared for you to do. But they come from this place of knowing Jesus at work in your life. And I think Christina, she just models something outstanding. So Christina, I just want you to pray for us.
Before I pray, I just want to speak to Charlene. Charlene, I just want you to know that God says that He loves you very, very much, and that you are such a delight, and that you are a princess. And He has great plans for you. There is nothing that is impossible that you cannot do. And He just wants to say that, you know, He knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and He just wants to say, I love you, Charlene. I love you. I just felt that as if there's some of you here that feels that you're far away from God and you just want to say, you know, if God is knocking on your door right now, would you say yes to Him? Would you say yes to Him? Or if you have walked away from God and you just want to say, God, I'm sorry, you know what? God's arms is open, wide open, wide open, and say, my child, you can come back, you can come back. I love you, and I love you. If that is you, if you want to put up your hands, not to embarrass you, I would love to pray for you later. Father Lord, I just want to pray right now over every single one of us here. We want to thank you, Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. We are sorry, Lord, sometimes that we think that everything is impossible or something that we don't think that we are able to do it. I just want to pray over us, Lord, that you just remove such disbelief over amen. Us, Lord. And I just want to pray and declare, Lord, that faith arise, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, that you are the God that is in control, Lord. And with you, nothing is impossible, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that I just pray every one of us here know that our past do not define who and what we are. And I thank you, Lord, that every single one of us here has a purpose, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just want to say that thank you for the purposes in our life. And I just want to declare and pray over everyone right now, Lord. We just want to declare breakthroughs in our situations. I want to pray over victories in our lives, Lord. We want to pray, Lord, together. Together as a church, we are not going to build a church of a museum. We are not going to build a church where it is just a museum where perfect lives are being on display. But we are going to build a church where love will break down all walls, Lord. Where people, the wounded, the hurt, the broken can come into here, be healed and restored, Lord. We just want to declare victories right now, Lord. We just want to thank you. Thank you and thank you, Lord. And we just say, Amen.